But as promised, we're joined right now by a tackle for the Buffalo Bills. Fourth season with the Bills. Do not forget about those two career targets, nor those two career receptions, nor those two career TDs. He was a first-team all-conference player in Temple. He was the 63rd pick overall back in 2017. He is the founder of Deion's Dreamers. The Bills are 7-2. They're in first in the AFC East, and I love this matchup on Sunday. Buffalo at Arizona. It's a CBS game, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. Deion Dawkins is my guest. Deion, great to have you back. How are you?
What's up, man? How you doing, Jim?
Good, dude. Good. Great to hear your voice. So you're getting ready for Arizona, Deion. On Sunday, you've won three straight. You're in first place in the division. Listen, I know you, so I know you're not satisfied. But how good does it feel to be a Buffalo Bill right about now? And what's the attitude like among the players?
Well, number one, it definitely feels great. You know, it feels like what it should feel like when you trust the process and when you trust what the coaches are preaching. And as far as for this battle, we are extremely excited. And we know that we have work to be done, and we're going to go in there and we're going to have our mindset of what we're going to do, and we're going to execute.
Deion Dawkins is my guest. You know, you mentioned the process and having a belief and a trust in the coaches. I mean, no matter what, Deion, you know you need this. But when you go through a stretch like you guys went through in October, when you lost to Tennessee on a Tuesday night and then you lost to Kansas City the following Monday, that's a pretty challenging stretch. And you could see where if guys did not buy in, they might let go of the rope. But that's not what happened. How much of that is about a belief in the process and the coaches? Like, how did you get squared away as quickly as you did after that?
Well, that is all what it was. It was really just trusting in what, like, they were preaching. But that just falls on the players that have been here, just to continue to preach and just let guys understand that this is all a part of in the game. For all of the young guys that we have playing, for the young guys like that are on scout team, for everybody who's doing their part, it's just to and relay like that message is. It's extremely hard to go undefeated. We don't need to go undefeated to win a Super Bowl. We don't need to go undefeated to win a conference. We just have to be best at what we do. And then when things go wrong, we have to understand and tone in on what exactly caused us to fail and then flip that into winning. And that's kind of what and we did. Like, we just went in there and we respected the film. We respected our mistakes, and we learn from it.
I like
it. And we just kept growing.
Bills tackle Deion Dawkins joining us. Sorry to jump in there. I do. I like that, though. That's exactly what it is. So then you've got your quarterback, Josh Allen. He played Sunday, Deion, shortly after the passing of his grandmother. And then he goes out and he throws for more than 400 yards, four touchdowns. Like, you were really effusive in your praise of him afterwards. But to you, what does that say, that performance? What's that say about him as a player and a person?
Well, number one, it definitely shows the world that God is real, and good things happen to good people. And it also shows that Josh is a warrior. Just simply that, you know, most guys that were connected to somebody like he was to his grandma would have sat out and took the time to refocus on his life. But he said he has a team to lead, and he went out there and he did his thing. And, you know, and he got hit, he ran, he did his thing. And I can't be more proud of a kid, and I can't be any more proud to be his left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, like, my sense from talking to you in the past is, obviously, you're going to bust your ass no matter what. I mean, no matter who you're protecting, you've got a job to do, and you'll do it to the best of your ability. But when you've got a young guy like that, and he is a warrior, the way you point out, are you even more fired up to protect him and do what you can to make sure that he's covered and safe and clean?
Yes, and absolutely. Josh is a caring person. Like, literally, he calls us all day long. He calls, he sends memes, he talks to us, we play video games. And even though Josh is Josh, but I still, like, look at him like, as, man, like, this guy can be my younger brother. And I would die for him. Literally, I would stand on that front line for him. And every play, I have that mindset of, I want to keep my quarterback clean, and I want to make sure that this kid is in the best position for him to shine and do what he plans on doing.
It's incredible praise. Deion Dawkins is joining us, and that comes from somebody who is a team captain. You're a team captain. You're a huge part of the team's success so far this year. Back in August, it was announced that you and the team had agreed to a contract extension. What did that deal mean to you, and how much pride is there in knowing that you're going to be in Buffalo for quite some time?
Yeah, well, it honestly meant the world to me because I'm far and from perfect, and I'm far from where I want to be in my career yet, and I'm still learning. I'm not young, but I'm not old, and I'm still learning. And for an organization to believe in me and look at me in the way and that they did, with saying that we could win for multiple years and many years with Deion Dawkins, it meant the world. And with the organization and like this, I would do anything for just because they showed and said exactly what they meant. And they take care of family, and it's a family team, a family-like organization. And McDermott brought me in, and I'm here, and I'm going to be here, and I'm nothing but thankful to be here. And it's Mafia for life.
Deion Dawkins, my guest. You know, it's curious to me when guys get big deals. You know, I don't know, if you work really hard and you grind out and then you earn that, a lot of people naturally, I think it's human nature, think that that's my reward. I can take my foot off the gas right now. Do you have to fight that off on any level, or do you pound the pedal now that you got that money? Does it motivate you even more?
Yes, so it motivates me even more, but I can definitely see where people get that mindset of let me just coast. Because they're paid. Like, they have nothing to, like, worry about in life, just a reputation in the NFL. But for and myself, it's definitely pedal to the metal, because I'm one of those guys that want to be great, and I want to be one of the greats. You know, like, coming in, like, people doubt it. Like, Deion's not a tackle. He's not a right tackle. He's not a left tackle. He's definitely not a left tackle, but he can possibly play guard. And then I come in there and I play left tackle, which is one of the hardest positions in football, and I'm doing it. And I feel like that, and I'm doing it well enough for somebody to believe in me to keep me around. But definitely have that foot to the pedal. I just have to just keep growing. You know, like, I see in myself somewhere great in the future, but far from it, and I just got to just keep pounding away.
Right. It seems to me like it's to fully understand where you are right now and what you've accomplished, we have to once again remind ourselves of where you started and how far you've come. Right. Like, when you and I spoke earlier this year, we talked about your early days of growing up in New Jersey, the impact that you had on the people around you. We talked about your snow days, because shoveling was how you could make money back in the day. When you think about those days, man, the kid who was grinding in the cold just to make some money, you think about that. How much pride then is there in that contract extension that you just signed, given where you started?
Well, that is literally where everything thing lays, because I grinded in the snow to make a dollar, and I'm literally still grinding in cold weather, making a dollar every day. And Buffalo is far from warm, so I see it exactly in the same as when I was younger. It's just get out there and get it done and keep moving. And just continue to lead by example.
All right, so really quickly, what came out of this, among other things, back then when you were shoveling, the snowman was born, and you dropped some new gear at snowgear.com. What is the gear like? How do folks get it?
Yes, so definitely drop gear. I just launched hoodies, which people are absolutely loving, and I'm thankful for it. But they can get it at snowgear.com, and it's spelled snow just like snow, SHNOWGEAR.com. And literally, I'm pretty sure that if you go on there, you'll be shocked at the color selections, and hopefully it'll grab your attention and grab your heart.
And
of course, and the proceeds, a part of the proceeds go to the Punt and Foundation, which supports pediatric cancer. So, you know, it's a helping hand.
That's great. That's super. Snowgear.com. That's outstanding. Unfortunately, this not as much so. And I hate to end on this, Deion, with so many good things going on, but I want to address something that came up with your teammate, Cody Ford. A few weeks back during an interview, he was asked, who would have a better second career as a model, him or you?
Yeah.
My man, his response was, quote, "I'm not going to sit here and call the man ugly, but I don't think GQ is going to call him before me."
Yeah.
What's your reaction to that, big dog?
Yeah, so me and Cody actually had a couple of conversations on that note, but Cody knows. Matter of fact, Cody knows who the swag dog is. And I respect the kid. You know, he's hungry. But he understands that when it comes to the and the fits and the GQ looks and the style, it's definitely me. And I'm always gonna stand on my stool than his. So sorry, Cody, but got a little bit of time to improve yourself, brother.
I got that. Now he schnows. Now the entire world schnows who the swag dog is. It's Deion Dawkins. You got Buffalo 7-2. They're in first in the AFC East, and they're at Arizona Sunday, which is a big game. Deion, I appreciate you, and I always appreciate our talks, man. Thanks so much.
Always, man. You have a wonderful day. Stay safe and continue doing what you're doing.
You too,
I'm
Deion.
Huge fan, and keep it icy, brother.
My man. Good looking out. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you saying that. You keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you. Stay safe. Good luck this weekend. Listen, I don't root. I cannot root. You know this. And if you know anything about this program, those are two great jungle teams, Buffalo and Arizona. Great matchup.